Hello, this is Audio View Kate, and I'm in a place not necessarily where you would think about audio. I'm in a big library, the British Library here, just in the entrance hall. You can hear a bit of the ambience here, and I've got Richard Ranft from the Sound Archive. You're the boss there, aren't you?
I'm head of sound and vision at the British Library. Yeah.
So that's very exciting. So what kind of sounds do you have here at the library?
We've got a whole range of sounds, one of the largest sound collections in the world, actually, with about 3.5 million sound recordings of music of all types and tastes, spoken word, interviews, oral histories, and also sounds of the environment and other sound effects.
And the reason that I've come here today is that we've been working in partnership with the British Library, so Audio Boo has been helping them with the UK's sound map. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this sound map was launched last summer, and we're in partnership with another organisation called the Noise Futures Network, and they're a bunch of urban planners, sound artists, architects, and they're interested in the environmental sounds of the UK's soundscapes. And Audio Boo has provided us a fantastic vehicle for us to aggregate lots of different sound clips contributed by the public from all over the UK, providing a sort of snapshot of the acoustic landscape from middle of 2010 to the middle of this year.
And what sort of sounds are you looking for people to record for you? Is there anything in particular, or can it be anything that they choose?
Well, this has been an experiment, and we really let people choose what they wanted to record. So there's a whole range of sounds, from urban sounds, rural sounds, coastal sounds, sounds people perhaps heard on their holiday, or sounds that are nostalgic, sort of sounds of the past, like steam engines, or just sounds that appeal to the ear, maybe the sounds of a trickling stream, or the sounds of laughter in the local park on a sunny afternoon. So a whole range of sounds. In some ways, we didn't really want to direct what people were going to record. We're interested in much as what they chose to record as the recording itself.
I'm kind of interested, just while I'm listening to you, also listening to the ambient sound of the library. And it almost sounds like water, the kind of rustling and quiet footfall. It almost is like a little stream going by in a strange sort of way. Or maybe that is actually the fountain that I'm listening to. Ah, that could be it. Never mind. Oh dear. So if people want to upload a sound to the sound map, what would they do?
They go to the UK sound map. Just search for UK sound map on the web. You'll find our website with all the instructions there. And that will invite you to open up an Audioboo account if you don't have one already. And then if you have a smartphone, use the Audioboo application, which is a free app for download, and it provides a very simple way of acquiring the recording, capturing the geolocation on your phone, date and timestamp, add a few tags. The key thing is add a tag UKSM. That basically alerts our staff here that you're contributing to our project, and then it will appear on the sound map. If you don't have a smartphone, of course, you can still use Audio Boo's web application, which provides also a very simple interface.
You're doing my job for me. I don't need to do this anymore. So, okay, if you're in the UK, basically get out there, get your phone out, record some sounds. Don't forget to tag it with UKSM, so that stands for UK Sound Map. And these nice folk at the British Library are going to collect all your sounds, put them on a map on the website to share with the rest of the world, and you're saving them forever?
We will save them forever. They'll be adding to our research collection, so they'll be made available for people to study and enjoy for future years.
That's excellent. So even if you don't think you've quite got it in you to write a book that would end up in the library, you can still find your place at the British Library in their sound archives. Thank you ever so much, Richard.
Thank you.